Yo.
Yo, what's up, my guy?
What's up, my
Welcome,
boy?
welcome, bro. Welcome to the real. Where we're gonna be keeping it real at all times, giving you the hottest sport and music.
Always.
Without just our real and raw opinions, bro. Keeping it real.
Yeah, like we do on
So,
a daily basis.
right, bro. So, before we re NBA bubble, how we thinking with? How you thinking with? What we gonna review on the bubble?
Bro, at first, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't too fond of it. I want them to just resume the season next year. But I think that the bubble provided us with a lot of different looks at different players.
Okay. True. True.
And it gave us a different environment.
That's true.
Not gonna lie,
That's true.
it showed us how like how the crowd really impacts how people perform.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh yeah, the crowd can really like throw you off your game.
But
Like it really showed, and it just showed like being in that gym type arena type feeling is gonna bring real hoopers back to that like element of like just practice. Where they
facts.
just blank out,
That's facts.
like, and that's what I think we saw a lot in the bubble. Wish Klay could have played Steph, they would have went crazy. I'm gonna be honest with
It
you.
wouldn't have been fair, though.
It would not have been fair if Steph and Klay were there, in my opinion. And I'm not just trying to ride too high on the Warriors,
I'm not
because I
either.
know we was all hating on the Warriors like not too long ago. But come on, we all let's just be honest, bro. The Warriors. They cold.
Hey, unpopular opinion. I ain't gonna lie, I always fuck with the Warriors.
Always I fuck with the Warriors. Like, back to Baron Davis, bro. Like,
Baron Davis was
I
a
used to
dog,
watch
bro.
old videos of like Tim Hardaway, bro.
Baron Davis was
Like,
a dog, boy.
Baron Davis was a dog. He was different. Like, honestly, he was different. That got me thinking on topic of like old point guards, bro. Like during that time, like that little 2006 to like 2012 era, bro. We had some of the coldest point guards, dog.
Who
Like
was the who you think was the best point guard in that era?
you gotta remember, bro. There was a time where it was a battle between Deron Williams and Chris Paul. Real talk.
Deron Williams is a bro.
Deron Williams is crazy.
I'm so mad that we got him on his decline, bro.
On the decline, y'all did get him on the decline.
We had a chance to get him in his prime, bro. I'll never forget it.
Wish Mark Cuban would have pulled the trigger.
I wish he would have.
Hey, his crossover was so deadly, bro.
Bro, Deron Williams was a dog, bro. And he said, bro, he said he wanted to play in his hometown.
That would have been crazy.
Insane.
Y'all would have been nice. That would have been dirt too.
Facts.
Yeah. Sean Marion. Yeah.
Jason Terry.
Y'all would have been legit.
Facts.
Oh, y'all did have Jason Terry.
Always.
That boy was a dog.
We stayed with the Jason Terry.
Nah, facts. Y'all did. Stay with a strapper.
Nah, facts.
Man. Who the best shooters for you right now?
Number one.
Top five shooters.
In the NBA?
Yeah.
Steph, no order. Steph,
Okay.
Klay, KD,
For sure.
James Harden.
Agreeable.
And my last one is crazy.
Okay,
Duncan
I'm here.
Robinson.
Yeah, the way he played, you gotta put him in there. That boy's got a sniper, dog,
Bro,
for real.
the whole Heat offense was designed to try to get him open.
Real thing, I was noticing that in what was it, game five, when he went off for like, what he had, 30 some points?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure.
Yeah, like they was just running like pick and roll.
and he'll roll off of little small little off ball screen.
Facts every time, like, though.
Every time, and it sometimes it wouldn't matter if they got over that screen, he's still gonna put it, cause it's that catch and shoot, bro. Like you know, you hoop. Yes. When you go in the gym and you work on that, and that's just something you work on, that catch and shoot. Like when you get cold at it, yeah, you might have your cold nights, but when you start hitting, it will be a problem.
You ain't even gotta look at the zone.
You don't even have to, bro. You know your shot, and you can just feel it going in.
As soon as you touch that. As soon as you touch that.
Pull. Bang. And it's like you just black out and just start pulling.
Good.
Back and forth. Back and forth. Like, you don't care where you shooting from. Heat check. Pull it from deep. Like.
I love heat checks.
Oh, me. That's cool, man. Heat checks is just. You gotta hit your heat check.
You have to.
You gotta hit your heat check.
I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't hitting mine like that, like
he. Oh. Yeah, man. I hooped today. You know, I was a little rusty, you know, but, you know, COVID got boys having to just slowly get back into the grind of it, bro.
Nah, facts.
Like,
but nothing. Yeah. Hey, you, no matter where you go hoop, bro, nothing gonna be like when we had five and we used to hoop in the rec.
Hey, bro, our five was crazy. Me, you, Sam,
B Cook.
Who else did we run with? Q.
It was Q. No, me, it was Q.
I told the boys at work. I said, "Hey, don't let me go get my five."
Oh yeah. Hey, also, man. Hey, I gotta shout out Q. I gotta shout out Q. Josh.
Sam, oh yeah.
KP. Cause hey.
Oh yeah, my boy is on the music wave, bro.
Q just check dropped a music out, video bro. Today. ICQ.
Oh, yeah.
ICQ on Instagram.
Go ahead. Shout him out. Shout him
30
out.
30 round Josh.
Yeah. Get my boy Josh up there.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to my boy Taylor. That's Taylor.
Taylor booming.
On me. Yes, yeah. Shout out my boy. All right. So, let's start getting into these topics, dog.
What's up?
Ready?
What's up?
All right, bro. Let's start with the NBA offseason since we was already on that topic, bro.
I bet.
So, let's get into these free agents. And some of them, like, they got, like, a kind of year, but they can do, like, some signing trade type stuff. You know, you got Jeremy Grant. You got Johnny.
Yo!
You got, who else?
Whoa, D-Hill.
Hey, shout out. Hey, we just got our next guest in, D-Hill.
You did.
My boy. What's up, bro?
Nothing much, bro. You know, it's cold out here, so boy got to get warm and the kids off.
Nah, I feel it, bro. I feel it for sure. We was just about to get into, you know, the NBA offseason, bro. But, you know, I'm gonna ask you the same question I asked you. What'd you think of the NBA bubble?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. The bubble was it was cool. You know what I'm saying? Cause it gave you a new, you know, feel to basketball. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready for the stadiums to be packed, the arenas to be full. You know what I'm saying? Fans booing, all that kind of stuff, bro. Yeah, I already know that atmosphere is totally different than the bubble. But the
totally.
Bubble,
oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? For sure.
The bubble was cool though. You know, don't get me wrong. Totally. And it was the necessary precautions to, you know, make sure that coronavirus don't spread. You know, I think that's
coronavirus.
But that's another topic.
Fact.
Yeah.
But, who showed you some of the bubble?
You said what?
Who showed you something different in the bubble?
All right, I'm gonna put it 1K. This person didn't personally show me nothing because I already knew they were capable of this shit. But that boy Devin Booker, he made himself a household name for sure.
For sure, we already knew what he could do, but no, he proved it in that bubble.
Shit show.
They went undefeated, right?
Well, yeah. It still didn't make the playoffs. Now how that work?
It still. But they were so close, though. I was rooting for them. I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah, they were close for sure.
They was going to get sent home super early anyway.
What? 4-0.
4-0. Well, Bron averaging 40.
40. AD averaging 50, bro.
50, 20, and 10.
Who go? Oh, wait. They had DeAndre Ayton. I mean, nah, AD still going to go off.
Hey, Nobody in the NBA can guard AD.
AD is different, bro. He's a different animal.
Nope.
Honestly.
Nobody can guard him or KD. And James Harden, of course.
How y'all think KD gonna come back next year, bro?
I think he gonna come back killing, bro.
Who, KD?
On me.
Yeah.
You already know KD, he's probably one of the best players in the league, right next to LeBron. In like numbers wise right now. You feel me? So
for sure.
And he's way better than Giannis Antetokounmpo, so
I've been said it. I'm sorry. I respect Giannis' skill and all that, but honestly, he ain't all that. He's cold, but I ain't about to just hop on a nigga dick and all that and just say the nigga cold as fuck. But no, he's not better than KD at all. He's not better than James Harden either. He's gonna throw that out there, you know. But where y'all think he should go?
Who?
Come to my wizard.
No. No.
Nobody's going to the Wizards.
The ship.
He going to Miami, bro. He needs to go to Miami.
Man, let me tell y'all a sleeper pick, low-key. That low-key might work for him.
Bro, him going to Miami is pointless.
He's got the king.
The king?
With the
king.
That would be dirty. That would be dirty.
With De'Aaron, they got Bobby.
That boy De'Aaron.
Not Bobby. Bogdanovich.
He gonna go to the Rockets.
But he's not going to the Rockets. The Rockets probably about to blow up their team. Like, if they don't, I feel like if they don't win next year, they're wasting money
on prom, bro.
They're definitely wasting Harden's prom. Like, we can say, I agree. Okay. That year Chris Paul got hurt. That first year, they might have went to the finals that year. But then, I'm not gonna lie, that next year, bro, it just wasn't no excuse for that. Like, I'm sorry, but then, you know how I feel, Drew.
Yeah.
27 threes, bro.
Threes. That's sick.
That's sick.
Like,
I don't even know how to take that.
They didn't attempt a two, bro. They was just shooting. Like, I was watching the game with my granddad, bro, and he literally said, why the fuck do they keep shooting the ball? Like, real talk.
Hey, the Rockets, bro, the Rockets got potential, though. Like, they could make moves if they were smart. Bruh,
the Rockets been having potential for years, bro. The Rockets just, bro, I think they need to start over, bro.
Nah, but look. They got my assistant coach. He gonna work over there.
Start over. Oh yeah, bro. I seen. Hey, they was talking about trading that nigga Harden to the damn Sixers.
They keep talking about that.
For Ben Simmons
getting beat there.
Ben Simmons and Russ. Hey, I think James Harden and Joel Embiid want to play together. Cause they've been talking about them two niggas for a minute, bro.
Hey, I love Geek like that. James Harden is in center, bro. The Rockets messed up by trading away Clint Capella, even though I thought he was ass. You know, I think Clint Capella was not that good.
He said Clint Capella, boy.
Like, that's a household name.
What? That boy Clint Capella sucked, bro.
Hey, he literally was thriving in that offense alone. That's it. Just because he was a bailout. Blocks, he was a bailout, I mean, bro.
He could play some.
That's why he's not trying to play, bro.
Boy, the
dang, you think bro just sitting out?
Of course. But hey,
that's
Philly,
funny.
Philly, and Houston, they finna make some shape.
Hey, it's about to be an interesting offseason. What if the Wizards trade Bradley Beal and John Wall and just start
for who?
They rebuild.
Who would they trade them for? Joel Embiid?
Picks? What do you think, D-Hill? You a Wizards fan?
Shit, bro. Here's the thing with my Wizards, bro. We have a lot of – if we keep working with these players, we're going to get good as players. But as of right now, yeah. I don't see my team – and I'm just being – you know what I'm saying? Being a 100% Wizards fan, I don't see my team making the playoffs next year.
I feel that. But, I mean,
but
John Wall healthy,
John and Bradley, you know they're going to keep their ends tight for sure. You know what I'm saying? They going to ride till the wheels fall off. That's why Bradley came another season, honestly, because John was like, "Hey, bro, let's give it one more go." You feel me? Like, if they don't do something this season, I see Bradley or John going somewhere or both. Real talk.
I mean, I like that rookie y'all got. I like Rui.
Yeah, bro. Hey, our rookies are nice, bro. We had Wagner busting threes this year too. Don't forget about him. And we've been working with that boy Troy Brown.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's right. Y'all center straight too.
Hey, he's starting to stretch the floor a little bit. Watch out for that boy.
Yeah,
he's starting to stretch out the floor a little bit.
See, man, we need.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. I'm.
A prayer.
Kevin Love. If we keep Chris Paul, we need to trade
prayer.
Kevin Love.
You do not need.
We need Kevin Love, bro. We need somebody. We need some toughness down there, bro. We weak down there in the paint.
Yeah,
bro.
Y'all niggas, bro. Wait, no, chill. The only thing is, y'all only have Steven Adams, and he get burnt out too quick.
It's not okay. True. Well, we got Nerlens Noel.
Boy. You said okay, Nerlens Noel.
Chill out.
Where he been? I don't even know y'all had
is
that.
One of the best centers in the league. Defensively, he was like top 15 in blocks last year.
Yeah, because he plays for fucking Thunder.
Yeah, nigga.
Steven Adams, get out. He was Nerlens, go. Shit.
Y'all got two
bro
brutes, tall ass niggas. If he don't get blocks, he pussy.
Knock knee.
See, bro. But this is my thing. This is my thing with Steven Adams, bro. I like his skill set. I want him to like expand a little bit, get like a little 20-foot jumper, 18-foot jumper.
Steven Adams?
But he's not.
That boy look like Zeus.
That boy look like Aquaman. No, real talk. But nah, bro. I mean, like, just okay.
Where's my cousin, bro?
He can do that. He can do that. Develop that post game, and then like, he played too soft sometimes, bro. He should have been bodying.
Bro, just
Houston.
Trade him.
Nah, bro. Hey, but you. This is what you gotta know, bro. Here's one thing about that. The reason that they didn't thrive as much as they wanted to, and why the Lakers did, it's because. OKC, you don't have as many threats when it comes to passing the ball to the perimeter and somebody being able to make a play as many compared to, you know, the Lakers. The Lakers got too many threats. Like, you don't know what they're going to do. You might have Kyle Kuzma in the corner. He might pop that hole, or he might blow by you. You feel me? Or you got LeBron. Like, you got all these different options. When it came to OKC, bro, it was just like, let's see what CP3 can do. Let's see what Shaq can do. And then other people, more off-ball players, like, you know what I'm saying? I need to move to get the ball and everything. But y'all actually fought. That's what the crazy part about that whole series.
We were just really cold in the clutch, bro. Like, we're one of the best teams in the clutch this year.
Like, I give y'all that,
that's,
for sure.
That's why I never counted us out of a game.
And
I felt
man
like
props
we
to my boy
back,
CP3,
like,
man. Because everybody down here, he got traded for Dirk.
For dirt.
For cookie crumbles.
Hey, y'all know how I feel about that.
That shit was terrible.
But you do.
You know, shout out to Russ. I'm going to always love Russ, but, you know, fuck Paul George.
Hey, Paul George. Hey,
can we please give Damian Lillard the respect that he deserves in this here league? Because I feel like he is one of them. Most slept-on point guards in the league right now.
Oh, no. Dame is
I don't think he gets enough respect from his, like, idol people type shit.
At all. But Dame is a dog. But
yeah, Dame.
He's still not a better shooter.
But he's not better than who? A better shooter than who?
He's not a better shooter than
Steph. Hell no. Fuck no. I'm sorry.
Like, because people I thought
we were speaking facts, not make believe.
Hey, people really trying to act like Steph and Clay not coming back next year, bro.
Nah, oh that gosh. Hey, man, them niggas.
And they finna get the best.
They're gonna be ever. Saying.
Okay, since we on that topic right now, the Warriors. What you think the West? You think the West gonna be stronger next year, or it's gonna get?
Let me tell you one reason why the West is gonna be stronger. LaMelo Ball is gonna be a member of the Warriors, bro.
Boy, you're crazy.
Hey, if they get LaBelle,
I've been talking about getting him, bro.
If they don't trade that pick,
I don't think they're gonna get him, bro. Somebody's gonna trade up for him.
I think they're gonna try to get James Wiseman. If they
the Warriors are gonna, bro, I feel like the Warriors are gonna like use that pick so wisely that niggas just have no choice but to respect what they just did.
Like, trade that, they're gonna trade that pick.
They're gonna trade that house some way, somehow, and get fuck around and get Giannis.
Hey, we all just agree that somehow the Warriors are just one of the best franchises in the NBA?
You said the Warriors are one of the best franchises in the NBA?
Go.
Like, they front office is one of the best in the
NBA. Okay, well, I would say as of lately. I wouldn't say of all time because
– Nah, not of all time.
They did have Barron. They had all them niggas. And
lately these past Richardson, 5 years though. Yeah, but these Jason Richardson.
Yeah, he was a dog.
He was a
can't
dog.
Forget about Jay Reed.
He was a dog. Oh my god! Remember when he went to Phoenix and it was him and Steve Nash and Sean Marion and Amari?
Ooh, Trippy Red drop tonight. Oh yes, sir.
You're...
And look, the looks.
Can you talk to him? I'm definitely tuning into that.
Oh, he dropped it. But man, is the Lux gonna be better than the regular album? I ain't like
my damn cousin, bro. I'm not about to. I'm not gonna want to hoop in a little bit and your bitch ass on, bro. It's gonna take me
messing up with.
It's gonna take me 32 minutes to get there. By the time I get there, we're gonna have an hour or something to hoop.
You're crazy. Hey, you're bold on me. You better than me.
If this nigga don't pull up,
I would definitely just say I'll hoop tomorrow. Like, real talk.
I be out.
It's not even like,
man. You know, you got
not even one of them heavy 30 minutes. It's like a cool 30. I mean, cool 25.
Oh, you good.
Tight. When was the last time you hooped here?
I can't even remember. That's why I'm going now.
I got me a cool little
hey,
run in.
Hey, they be up there at the Y?
Yeah, I was going to actually tell you, let's hoop.
Let's be nice.
What you looking like you next couple days? No, I'm up.
What?
Hey, I had to say it, bro.
You good.
Oh, my God.
You good, bro.
Oh, my God. I'll let you know, bro. I'll let you know for sure.
Yeah, we definitely can get that.
Man, I was hooping with one dude today, bro. He pissed me off. I stopped playing. You know how I
do.
It get mad quick.
Bro, he was not helping me on defense. Like, I'm not about to be the only one out there wasting my damn energy. First off, y'all know how I play anyway.
Give me the ball. Nah, I'm playing.
Hell nah, but come on. Let's
bad,
get back
bro.
On topic.
You know
bro.
How
let's
we
get back on the topic. Yeah, on me. Nah, you good, bro. So since we were talking about music, so you said Key dropping tonight, Trippy, King Von dropping tonight. I remember
that. And nigga Dirk gonna be little Dirk gonna be in Houston. I was gonna try to do that, but I'm doing a hoop now. Shit, fuck that.
Man, I didn't even know Dirk was gonna be out here.
He's gonna go see him.
I ain't really.
Yeah, he's gonna be at some club.
I'm trying to get back on my music stuff though. I ain't really been following it too much. You know, what y'all think of What's y'all review of Savage Mode 2, bro?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I get that whole 10 out of 10, bro.
10 out of 10?
Hey, I haven't gave anything, like, lately other than, like, Pierre shit.
Let's not talk about that.
And stuff like, yeah, like, they shit, like, I gave them their 10. But, like, it's hard to get a 10 for me lately just because I feel like the industry is moving towards beats more than with the words is. One of the only niggas that I see really on some, like, spit and say what he needed to say is that nigga, Lil Baby.
I can see that. Now I've slowly started fucking
with him. I'm starting to fuck with him over Gunner. I'm starting to fuck with him over Gunner.
This guy
Gunner's starting to be a little he's starting to sound the same too much.
I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, but his new album was crazy though, because his transitions were different.
Ridiculous, bro. So, what's your top three songs off Savage?
Top three? We going in order or just throw them out there? Brand new Draco.
Yeah, just throw them out there.
Brand new Draco, okay. Definitely. Probably my number one, just because I fucked with that whole heavy. That whole he singing around sweaty, one Balenciaga, one different red. Yeah, like what made him like just go in the studio and just say that shit?
Bro, he was on something different that whole album, bro.
Differente.
Oh, me. So what's the other two? What are you looking at?
Number two. I'm gonna go sliding. Even though it's catchy, okay. It's just one of them little catchy songs that are actually kind of hard to me.
No, me.
And then snitches and rats. And my dogs, that whole hard too.
Oh, my dogs is hard. Okay. That's okay. All right, since D Hill gave me four, what's your
book? I ain't lie to you, bro. I ain't listened to it. A top three.
Tight. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna tell you like I told Isaac, because this is how I got Isaac to like really listen to it. I said you're gonna have to listen to his album like about a couple times, and then you're gonna really like the more you listen to it,
this nigga is not here.
You're gonna slowly start fucking with it more.
Nah, facts. I think that's what it is though. You see, I ain't gonna lie. I just be listening to Pierre and Splay Party.
Oh yeah, I already know. Trust me, I know. Yeah. I'll say my top three off of there was Running. That was hard. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Running. I leave all my cars running.
Here he go.
What's wrong with Buddy?
Glock in my lap. The flow on there was so
mischievous.
And R.I.P. Love.
Mr. Beezer never gave up a long time ago.
Yeah, that hell is hard.
That hell is hard, bro.
Sure. So, who the hottest out right now to y'all?
Who the hottest out?
Hottest? Bro.
Yeah.
This nigga Lee gonna say T.I. What you think of?
Who, me?
That nigga hard, though.
Hold on. No, T.L.E. is hard.
I was gonna say the hardest out, probably Dirk, baby.
Dirk. Hey,
cause I ain't gonna lie, bro. I did not fuck with Dirk, bro. But Dirk is really crazy as fuck.
Dirk is crazy, bro. Niggas don't understand. Yeah.
Dirk, I think he the hottest out right now.
Dirk, he's the voice.
I say,
nah. Hey, baby, and Dirk going at it, no cap. Dirk last album, splendiferous.
Nah, that hoe was hard.
Polo G.
I'm not gonna lie, I low key fuck with Polo G. Polo G is hard.
I like him. Hey, I like Polo G, the homo. Like,
so,
bro, here he go. Gotta clarify, son.
Nah, but Polo G is hard. And I agree with you here what you said in the
Where?
Like the other day. NLE Chopper was nice, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. NLE album was nice. Alright, so let's get into back to sports with it.
My cousin got no wheel.
Nah, you green. We need to talk about the music. Let's get back into the sports. So let's talk about the NFL. Before we get into the NFL, shout out to my favorite baseball team, the Dodgers, even though I don't watch baseball like that, but you know, I fuck with the Dodgers.
Oh yeah, so the Dodgers, yeah.
They finally won a World Series. Finally.
They done up. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Took taking them forever, but they finally got one. All right, so how y'all think NFL going so far?
Boy, them boys was not ready for this here season.
Whoa, not at all.
Them boys is not pretty. Already.
Yeah. It was so many torn ACLs in the beginning, bro.
Niggas still tear ACL. Somebody like, tore that shit last week.
But not as bad as before. Wasn't it like one day where
three
like
niggas.
Six, oh, seven real? Players got injured? That was like in week one or week two. Shit, I think Saquon tore his shit. Somebody else tore their shit. It was them niggas was not in shape.
Nah, bro, I'm telling you, they didn't have that off season to where they could.
In that preseason,
they didn't have that shit to where they could
fucking them up.
Get their shit together. Yeah, I think people overlooked that. Honestly, that shit is there for a reason.
Nah, facts. Like they expected them to be ready, like in like. When they started the OTA shit, but niggas gotta realize when they started OTAs and shit, like a lot of states was still dealing with the COVID stuff. Like they were still on shutdown. So some of them couldn't really like, you know, practice like they usually could.
For sure.
It's gonna be a tough year, bro. It's gonna be a tough season.
All I know is we suck.
Boy. He said, boy. You crazy, boy. Hey.
We're horrible. We
when my defense get on the field, bro, when my defense get on the field, bro, the other team is going to score. Like, it's 100% chance.
He's talking about the Cowboys.
Yeah, and I'm speaking on the Eagles' behalf. Sadly.
Man. You know, y'all teams, I don't even want to get into y'all. Y'all in y'all own realm right now. Y'all got to figure that shit out.
You talking about us?
Us? Both of y'all. The Cowboys and the Eagles. Y'all got to figure that shit out. Because y'all got that shit fucked up somehow.
Nah.
It ain't us. Real talk.
I'll tell y'all you what it is on my end. I say it's not Carson even Wentz. Carson necessarily. He's playing frantic, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't put it all on him. We don't make any good business decisions. If you really sit there and think about it, we get guys who are on their last leg, or we get guys who we overpay people. Like, we overpaid Deshaun.
I can see.
And I love Deshaun.
Y'all need
to Deshaun, he's just getting a check. He's literally milking us for a check.
Fact. That, he ain't played all year.
All year. Nigga ain't played since that Super Bowl, goddammit.
Oh, wow. That is the same. So, dude, what you...
Nah, his season's over.
What is,
his season's
what's,
over.
What's up with y'all, bro?
What's up, man?
I'm hearing that y'all gonna try to make
get,
a late
$10 on
for
three.
A quarterback to try to win the division.
Our season is definitely over, bro. I don't even want to talk about it.
I hate that guy hurt, bro. That hurt me. I ain't gonna lie, cause I really want him to get. I want him
crazy.
To get paid. That was
Facts.
Crazy, bro. He needs to get paid, bro.
I hope he
gets paid. What's up to Jerry Jones, man? Thank you, my man. Excuse me.
He definitely
deserves
that check.
You know, Jerry Jones is
He definitely deserves that check, bro.
That boy is
right, definitely. He kept that locker room together, bro. Real talk.
Nah, niggas definitely banded around that nigga, bro. Real talk.
Man, hey.
But you know,
he gonna come back crazy. He gonna come back crazy
though,
next year.
Saints gonna get that home. He no, nah, for sure. That's about to go crazy. He was still leading in yards like last week.
Yeah, he was. That's ridiculous.
Saints.
Hey, he was literally one of the top five. If not top three, he was definitely top five quarterbacks in the league before he got injured.
Hey, look, bro, let me say this, though, bro. Man, hey, somebody got to fucking step up, bro. Somebody got to stop feeling sorry for themselves and look, step up,
they bro. Wasn't even – hey, they was not – they wasn't even trying to protect Andy Dalton, bro.
Bro.
Bro, that's
they feeling right. sorry that's for themselves, bro. But we get Zach Martin back this week against y'all.
Them boys not banding. Them boys not banding around fucking Andy Dalton. They don't give a damn about him.
No,
we want that Andy. Or another. You know what I'm saying, like strong will quarterback that we can get behind.
I want Cap.
Cap.
But hey, D Hill, y'all better cap. Be ready for Ben DiNucci.
Ben DiNucci.
Oh,
hey, y'all know who most likely to come back this week, though.
Hey, hold on, he come back
the
this
best
week.
Best receiver in the league. Yes, sir. He should be.
Who y'all
he
play?
Hey, who y'all play? Yeah.
We
is it the Vikings?
Play... Damn, who do we play?
Fuck
no, we'll beat that
tonight,
bro.
Nah, hey, fuck you, you fucking whore.
Todd Gurley sucks.
We play the Bears. We play the Bears, bro.
Yeah, y'all scoring 17 points max.
But right now, like if the playoffs started today, the Bucks leading our division right now. But that's really only because they fucking got a game. They got played one more game than us. But you know, we undefeated in the division. I really think we're gonna be straight, bro. Like Emmanuel Sanders starting to get his groove with Drew Brees. Ack is going crazy right now. D Hill, you should know this. You have him on fantasy. Like Ack is playing on a different level right now. Like,
whoa!
Yeah, you know he better than Zeke right now. So, I mean, he at least my running back didn't fumble 2 times in the game. So,
you right?
2 times in the game.
You right? It's cool.
You know, but I'm not gonna lie. They saying Zeke starting to turn into fucking what's his name? What's old dude that used to play for the Packers?
Jones?
They got fat as hell. No, Eddie Lacy. They say he's starting to put on weight like Eddie Lacy did. I fuck with Zeke. I think he called.
Hey,
him
I
up,
thought he was getting. I honestly thought he right was now, losing weight. Okay, from the last.
I
last
did
week.
Too.
That's what I thought too. But apparently they said he put on
depression
some
eating.
He overweight is some shit.
He missing his boyfriend.
Respect. That's that COVID.
He just missed
COVID
him.
Got niggas is eating. So, who
disappointed
so far this year in the NFL? Yeah, like, well, who disappointed y'all this year?
Well, can I say? Yeah, my team, they suck.
Yeah.
My team suck too.
Okay, besides y'all team.
Depending on how Cam do, he gotta show me something, bro, because his team not looking too swell right now. And he threw 3 interceptions last week, and that's not okay.
Yeah, at all. I'm the Patriots, but I
know
you
can't.
You can't count on Bill Belichick. That's the thing. It's just they looking underwhelming
they
right
me
now.
Off for sure.
They are. But It's another thing like that Cam going through when he was with the Panthers. I don't want to take all the blame off of Cam. Like, yes, he has some of the blame, but I'm not about to put it all on him. Because Cam never really had like a true cold ass receiver
tenure.
In his like.
Well, he had Steve Smith.
Time in the league, like yeah, he had Steve Smith.
No, he
but
was,
he was
not.
Older.
He got.
He was on.
He had. Damn. He had Steve
yes,
Smith
he
when
was.
He was old, but he also had him when he was like kind of mid age. Not even.
He had Steve Smith for like a. Then he had Steve Smith for like
Smith.
What, like a year or two? Or
two, three years. Yeah, he had 2-3 years. Bro, Steve Smith was still giving numbers. But I give you that. That was his
Super
only
Bowl,
that's his big target. That was his only big target. And that nigga was.
DJ Moore was a rookie.
5 feet.
When Cam, like DJ Moore
I'm
was a rookie.
I'm a solid Steve Smith.
Curtis Samuel was still young. Like, you know. I mean, he had Greg Olsen. I ain't gonna lie, Greg Olsen cold. But I don't know.
So who impressed you?
The Rams.
I'm not even impressed with the Rams at this point.
I agree with that, but fuck the Rams.
Hey, these niggas going to be good for the next couple years.
They had a disappointing season last year, though.
Wasn't his name hurt?
Wasn't
Cooper
Kupp hurt? No, Cooper Kupp was healthy last year.
Was it the running back? Well, yeah.
They had Todd Gurley, but Todd Gurley wouldn't really hurt to me. It was more so they wasn't really giving that nigga the ball like
that. That nigga was averaging, 2 yards or some shit?
On me, but then they got Arthur
Wright. They play for the Falcons.
The sorry ass Falcons. The niggas who blown three leagues already?
They gave us one, dude.
They gave the fucking Cowboys
The Falcons suck.
Nicole.
They gave the Falcons a dub, bro. I mean, the Cowboys a dub, not the Falcons. I'm tripping. Man. I'm liking the Seahawks this year. Russ is going crazy.
Yeah, he's different.
He's big.
That's more some series.
Yeah, he different for sure.
And that nigga's fast too, bro. That nigga can catch, bro, like a motherfucker.
Bro, Titans are these last two seasons, they've been kind of... And they haven't had I wouldn't say personally an all-star quarterback. Marcus Mariota had a good year.
What? I like Mariota, but that nigga is in Las Vegas now? Yeah, he's in Las Vegas. I mean, I fuck with Ryan Tannehill, too. Like, I've been liking Ryan Tannehill, though, since he was at A&M. So, I think he's straight. I think it's just that play action and Derrick Henry just kills niggas. Because, you don't know who the fuck to, look for. It's either they going to run that bitch with Derrick Henry or they going to hit A.J. Brown or Corey Davis deep.
He running niggas over clean. And he's fast. Big nigga, he can turn the Jets on.
Nah, he different.
Fast. And if I was back there, bro, in the secondary and I see that nigga coming for me, I'm not going to lie.
All right, so I got a question for you, Ed, on your podcast.
What's up?
Derrick Henry, Alabama running back. Mark Ingram, Alabama running back. Yeah. Woo. Take your time.
Oh, wait. Now, when they were at Alabama.
Who would you take over? Who would you take over?
Oh, now? Oh, shit. Derrick Henry. I just got love for Marks.
So, but niggas don't stay Marks a long time.
That's the thing. Bro, Mark Ingram in college? Mark Ingram in college? Hey, Mark Ingram in college was crazy, bro. Oh, my God. That Alabama really was just
every year they still dominate. I don't know how they get all the black boys that, in America, but they get every last one.
That's funny. It's because Nick Saban be giving them.
Hey, they got to investigate that organization. Oh, God.
Chill.
What?
Something's happening. Nick I think it's the FBI, boosters.
Chill.
It's the boosters, bro. Alabama gets the top recruits.
So many top recruits,
year.
Bro.
And I know damn well there ain't that many females in Alabama for you to just, I want to go to Alabama.
You don't know that, bro.
I'm declaring to Alabama.
You never know, though. University. Nick Saban Alabama. Probably cut them a check for sure, though.
I don't trust him, bro. He's too good of a white man.
Somehow. Nah, for real. No cap. I don't know how to put it.
You think he's going to recruit you, D-Hill? Come play basketball?
He has no interest in that sport whatsoever.
Shit, try to get you to the school somehow. Put you
he's
on with the
coach. 22 and he's small. Let's not.
Oh, bro, that was funny, dog. Man. All right, bro. But let's,
yeah, sir, because I got to get in hoop mode, and I need some music. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I understand it, bro. Got to get ready.
Uh-oh.
2 points on 1 for 18. I'm playing with you. I know you might drop five.
Boy, they didn't even give me a high number. My shit's still in single digits.
I'm fucking with you, bro. You straight with it.
You is
straight with it. But all right, last question is, who's winning the Super Bowl?
I don't know, bro.
The Saints.
You know who I'ma say. I don't even gotta say. You know who I'm repping.
Are we saying realistic answers, or are we just saying?
I need y'all opinion.
Oh, shit.
That was a realistic answer.
No, I don't know. I don't want to know your fake answer, bro. Definitely don't want to know your fake answer.
Y'all hate my mushroom. Nah, but real talk, like, who you?
Bro,
who
I'm liking. I'm liking.
Like, right now.
Dang, there's so many teams, bro. But I'm liking the Titans, and I'm liking, honestly, and I hate to say this, but I like Russ and them in Seattle. If they get that defense together, because right now, them boys, they airing niggas out. That's how they winning.
Hey, hold on. So we just not going to talk about Tampa Bay, though?
Fact.
Nah, bro, it's so hard, bro.
The Super Bowl is in Tampa Bay. That's still
there. I know
there.
It ain't nobody. Hey, I'm just put it like this. I know it's not no team from the NFC East.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They still got
what y'all gonna do, bro? They got two. They got three.
They have three.
They
threats.
Got unlimited.
Nah, they do have unlimited threats.
Well, for one, I trust Janoris Jenkins on Mike Evans. I trust Marshawn Lattimore on Antonio Brown.
Do you
Brown
really
somewhat.
Though?
Now, hold on. Let me. Yes, I do. Now, my fear comes. After Marshawn Lattimore and Janoris Jenkins, bro. Because I'm not going to lie. That nigga Marcus Williams be getting his ass torched in the backfield sometimes, bro. Like, they be leaving.
Nah, dead
like,
ass.
Bro, he makes. It's getting hard to support, bro.
Like, oh, no.
And we keep getting penalties. So, honestly,
Tampa Bay?
We played it in 2 weeks, bro.
Yeah, I'm losing.
Yes. That's gonna be do or die. Like, that's gonna tell us who wins the division, whoever wins that game. Real talk, because it's not the beginning of the season no more. It's the middle of the season. Mike Thomas should be back too.
I am.
So you know.
That was
the last question.
The name of this? I know I joined late. What's the name of your podcast?
Y'all for joining.
The Ed, the Real.
The real,
the real,
bro.
All right, I'm gonna keep it real.
The real, where we gonna keep it real all time, bro.
Fair, got to. For sure, bro.
I appreciate y'all for joining.
For sure.
I hope to have y'all back, bro.
For
real
sure,
talk,
be
bro.
Back.
So,
all right, my boy.
We gonna be back on it, bro. Appreciate y'all.